The Little Mermaid live action remake from Disney on 2023. Hello, everybody. Today I am taking a switch to a movie coming out this week from Disney, The Little Mermaid. It is the new live action remake of The Little Mermaid from the 1980s. The original cartoon from, I think, 89 in the 80s, though, is a classic, one of my favorites from when I was a kid. I love it so much. I'm very excited about this new remake. So, today, I have not seen the movie yet, and I really don't know all that much about it, but they have released the album from it. I have it up on YouTube. So, I want to review the songs and see how I feel about the music. In preparation for actually getting to see the movie this Friday, which I'm very excited about. I already have my tickets for the theater. I am raring to go to see this movie. I'm very, very excited about it. What I know so far is there has been some weird backlash over the casting of Ariel because they have cast a black woman in that role and a lot of people got mad about it. I don't understand. That seems dumb. Like, it's fine. Who cares? The part that I care about is the red hair. I have not really seen this talked about as much, but the original cartoon has like bright red, fake red hair, right? And I kind of wish they had gone a little faker in the coloring. From the pictures I've seen, it's pretty the color that they have her hair in the movie. It's a more natural, like naturally occurring color, hair color for Ariel. And I'm sure that's the look they were going for, and it works, but I do miss the kind of bright redness. I wish they had gone for a sort of faker dyed red hair color for Ariel. Again, this is just me having seen some pictures. I haven't actually seen the movie to see how it works and everything, but I will say that I miss the bright red hair. I wish she had it. I think that that would be more fun, to have a more. I mean, we're talking about mermaids. She can have an unnatural hair color. You know what I mean? That is my take on the subject. The race, that's a stupid discussion. I don't understand. That's just, not even a factor. I know that she is a singer, so I'm very happy about that because Ariel had better be able to sing. That's what I'm going to be looking at in the music coming up. But the only part that I can get behind really on that is the red hair. Like, I miss the cartoon red hair, and I wish that she had had a slightly brighter hair in some way instead of a more natural color. But there, I mean, obviously, that is what they're going for. They want the natural look. I just am not so sure about it. The other thing about it is, in turning it into a live action and getting rid of the cartoonishness, the. I had a problem with this with the quote unquote live action, even though it was not live action because it was, just more supposed to be real looking of the Lion King. Because obviously they didn't have actual lions, right? Or animals throughout the movie. They were computer animated. They were just a different type of animation. We're going to see that same kind of thing here in The Little Mermaid. So the Lion King did it, and some aspects of it were interesting, but a lot of aspects I didn't enjoy. And I heard this critique from somebody, so I'm not making this up on my own, but I agree with it that the more naturalistic or realistic looking animals were unable to have the kind of over-the-top cartoon facial expressions of the original. And that, I don't know, I feel like you kind of lost something there. Even though there were some amazing moments, the actual animation of the quote-unquote live-action Lion King was missing something in that for me. So I am also a little bit worried about that for The Little Mermaid in the initial pictures I have seen of like Scuttle and Flounder and no I'm blanking on the name of the crab guy. But I am a little bit worried about that of them looking a little too realistic in a way that is not as fun. So we'll see about that. The pictures I've seen, I'm not in love with the look of it. So I will withhold judgment on that until I've actually seen the movie, which I obviously have not yet. I've just seen the trailer and some pictures. So I will try to withhold judgment, but I'm a little bit worried about that. That's where my mindset is. I wish, even though this is live action, that it was a little bit more fantastical. How about a little brighter colors, fun, as opposed to trying to make it a little too realistic? I'm a little worried about that. But in any case, we'll get into that when I actually get to see the movie, and I will probably come on after having watched it and do a little update on my review of it as a movie. But today I am just going to be listening to the music from YouTube. So here we go. The first song I have for you is called Fathoms Below. And so this one I think is, it's not a song I really strongly remember from the cartoon version, but I do think that it exists in some capacity. I don't think this is a new song, but I'm interested to see what they do in this version, and I will be back with my review of it. And what I will say about Fathoms Below is I think it's just this little moment. We get to meet Eric and on the ship and all of that. There's some fun, like, fiddling in it. As someone who plays the violin, I enjoy that. So I enjoyed the sort of rustic fiddling going on in the song, and the rest of it was just sort of a sea shanty sort of thing with a heave ho going on in the background and, the mysterious fathoms below. I don't have a strong opinion on it one way or the other. It didn't play a huge part in the original. It was fine, and this version I think is also fine. It lives up to it. Doesn't exceed expectations in any real way, but it doesn't not meet my expectations. It's fine. So, nothing much to say on that one. I'm gonna move on to songs that I care more about. So this song, don't care that much about it, but it was fine. That was Fathoms Below and done. Okay, so moving on. The next song I want to talk about is one of my favorite songs from the original, and that is Under the Sea. So, in the original cartoon, this song is fantastic. This is one of those moments where, from the cartoon version, it's beautiful and fantastical and bright and over the top cartoon, and I am nervous about what this scene is going to be in the movie. And what they are going to do with a more realistic, naturalistic take on it. I will admit to being a little scared about that. I am very hesitant about what they're going to do to it because I love the original so much. But I don't have the actual video, obviously, of what they're going to do to this scene yet. So that's not what we're talking about today. But today I'm just going to talk about the actual music that they have put out for me. And so what I have to say about the new version of Under the Sea is that, again, it's fine. I hope this isn't my reaction to every song, because that would be really, really boring very, very quickly. But I love this song in the cartoon version. It's hard to judge without actually getting to see it, the new live action, so I'm interested to see if it works better in the scene. But my initial impression of listening to just the music with no visuals is that it's a little underwhelming, this version. It's not bad. It's not like I'm listening to it and like, ugh, that's awful. Why would you do that to a song? No, but it wasn't, oh my God, that was so good. It was just fine. It was okay. It wasn't offensive, but it didn't come off as great either. I'm not feeling some happy, great emotion. It felt a little underwhelming in the, like, just emotion of it. So I'm thinking of the cartoon version that is in like the ride at Disneyland, and it's just so upbeat and fun and great about how great Under the Sea is, and it doesn't have that joy for me. Like the song, it's missing that like over the top joyful party emotion, and I'm coming away without being able to say why it's not living up to me. I can't put my finger on what I didn't like about it specifically, but it just feels a little underwhelming. It just feels a little not full of the excitement that I'm wanting it to be full of. The music's pretty. The guy who sings it, David Digg, has a great voice. It sounds good, but it's not great. It's not doing it for me. So it's very middle of the road, fine. But not great. And I'm looking for greatness here. So that is where I'm at with this song. So that's Under the Sea, which is a little underwhelming and kind of sad for me. So the next song is Wild Uncharted Waters. And that is a new song that I don't believe was in the cartoon version. It was made for this new movie. And I am just feeling like a hater at this point because I don't like it. Now, part of this could be that A, it's a new song, so it doesn't have the nostalgia for me. I am, I think I like songs. You generally like songs better on a repeat when you already know the melody, when they're in your head. So having a brand new song was gonna be a harder pull for me. I feel like it has good potential. It's a song, I believe, I'm assuming Eric is singing it, and he's singing about, it sounds like it's in the part where Ariel has saved him from drowning and brought him to shore, and now he's wanting to find her again or whatever, but he doesn't know it's Ariel at this point, right? He just, that's part of the storyline. So he's singing off very angstily about this wild, uncharted water where that he needs to go find her or whatever. And I feel like they were trying to go for the vibe I'm getting of this song is very similar to one that actually they added for the live action Beauty and the Beast. The Beast sings this song, and he has this very emotional moment where he's singing about being left in the tower and all alone and all of this, and it's a gorgeous song. It's fantastic. It's very well done. I feel like this song was trying to be that and didn't quite make it. Because I really love the song from Beauty and the Beast that is that song. And this song feels to me like it's supposed to be trying to be that same kind of like emotional moment for our hero and all of that. And it just isn't hitting the mark for me. I think part of it is the actual singing of the guy singing it. He seems to be kind of shouting the whole time. It's a very much a one note. It doesn't feel like it builds to different things. It just feels very stable, but very like shouty the whole time. I don't know. It's just not doing it for me. Again, maybe within context of the movie, it'll make it better and it'll be more interesting and I'll love it. I don't know. But right now, I feel like a hater because I was so excited for this, and so far, I really haven't liked any of the songs all that much. But we're getting into the next one, which is Poor Unfortunate Souls, sung by Ursula, which is my top tier, most favorite, perfect song of the entire movie, the original cartoon one. I love it so much. Ursula's the best. I love her so much. So I am hoping and keeping my fingers crossed that they don't do Ursula dirty here and that this song is great because it is the pinnacle of music from Little Mermaid, in my opinion. So let's see what Poor Unfortunate Souls is like. And all right, Poor Unfortunate Souls is bringing it right back up. I love this song, and I think that this version was a lot of fun. It was over the top cartoon craziness, which is exactly what the song is supposed to be. It was very character acted. And I think that's what I was missing from Under the Sea was that character infusion. Now that I hear it in Poor Unfortunate Souls, because the song had it in droves. Did the actress's voice, like, did she sing it beautifully, like a chorus, like in a chorus or anything? No. But it was acted. It wasn't just sung, it was acted, and she had that character in there. It was very much a character actor singing this song, and it was fabulous. I loved it a lot. I thought it was great. All that personality in there worked well. It built, there were spoken lines, they got the humor was in there. It was all just chef's kiss. I really liked how Poor Unfortunate Souls. I thought that was a fabulous rendition of it. And I'm feeling better about this whole album now that I've listened to that song. So there's that. Yeah, I think Melissa McCarthy sings that one, and she is doing a fabulous job there of being over the top drag queen evil, which is exactly what Ursula is supposed to be. So perfection. Love it. It's great. And moving on. So the next one is another new song. It's called For the First Time. This one is so this is sung by Ariel, I believe, because Halle Bailey is singing it on this, and it's another new song. So let me give it a listen. And having listened to for the first time, I have mixed feelings. So I'm trying to figure out what this song is. And it's happening after Ariel is on land and has lost her voice. So I'm thinking it's an inner monologue somehow coming out, because she even mentions in there like the choice of having given up her voice and not being able to talk to Eric, and realizing it, like that what she has given up by giving up her voice. So it's kind of odd to hear her singing about the fact that she doesn't have a voice, but we're gonna move beyond that. So this must be some sort of inner monologue thing happening that is not actually singing, and she's singing about this experience of being out. And there's some interesting stuff to it about, gravity pulling her down, and, I think images of her, I see her like, having trouble walking, and, that's stuff that happens in the original cartoon. So we'll be seeing some of that or something along those lines. I'm not 100% clear on that in the moment. But I don't have a negative response to it. I definitely like this one better than Eric's song. I think Hallie's voice is fantastic in it. She does a really good job. It's definitely the end when it slows down and has that emotional punch about where she realizes when Eric turns away from her what she's given up by giving up her voice. I think this one is good. I will want to actually see it in context in the movie to make final judgments of it. But from this initial listen to it, I think it's a fun little song. It's got a fun little rhythm to it, where she's da 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 da. It's very running with it, and I think it's good. I'm feeling hopeful about this song. I like it. Withholding final judgment until I see it in full context, but for now, I think it works. I think it's good. I like it. It's a nice little fun addition. So, yay for that. So the next song I've got for you is Kiss the Girl, another classic. And so this one I just listened to, and I have generally good feelings about it. I like the lyric changes they made. I was worried about that because I tend to be a traditionalist on those sorts of things, but they were good. I didn't mind them. They didn't take me out of it. I thought the whole adding consent thing is beautiful. I like consent. So beautiful on that. The harmonies were nice. The one critique I'm going to have for it is Scuttle. Scuttle in the original goes over the top and does like this wah wah thing, and I love that. And I think there's like some frogs that do some wah 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 like stuff in the background. And it's just, this version is just very tame, very nice, pretty, good, but not over the top cartoony funness. And I am worried about the entire movie having some of that fun drained out of it to be the serious live action version. But it's the Disney The Little Mermaid. You need some of the fun. So I don't know. I'm a little worried about that overall, because that seems to be my critique of a lot of the music here. The only song so far that I feel has kept the funness has been Poor Unfortunate Souls, so far of the songs that I've critiqued. But again, Kiss the Girl, very nice song. I don't think it was bad by any means. All of the performers were good, the harmonies were nice, the song was pretty, the lyrics were good. It just lacked a little oomph of character. And you know what? Again, final judgment when I can actually see the scene and see whether I like how that works in context. But right now, again, it's one of those where it's like, I'll give it a 7 out of 10. It's good. It's not bad by any means. It's just not quite living up to my cartoonish expectations. And nobody is except for Melissa McCarthy and Poor Unfortunate Souls. She seems to be acting in a slightly different movie than everybody else. And I don't know. That worries me a little bit. I mean, I love Ursula, so I'm glad that Ursula's good, and I think she will be based on that song. But the rest of it is coming out just a little flat for me, and that is making me nervous. I don't know what to do with that information at this particular moment in time. But the next one I've got for you is another new song called Scuttlebutt. So fingers crossed, let's see what happens here. And my take on this new song, The Scuttlebutt, is that I am definitely a hater. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't like it. It's okay. Again, it sounds like one of those songs that might grow on me if I hear it again a few times. Maybe I'll love it eventually. But at the moment, It was very meh. It was fine. It had some fun. I liked that. See, Scuttle in the Scuttlebutt song brought the scuttle that I wanted to have heard in the Kiss the Girl song, because there was Awkwafina was doing some squawking in that song, and that would have worked. That was the energy I was looking for in Kiss the Girl. So Scuttle brought it here in that sense. So, I mean, I guess I liked that, but the song itself was very, I don't know, very, it was almost a rap, but not quite, and it just didn't quite work for me as a song, in my opinion. It was, yeah, I didn't love it. I'm not liking the song specifically. I think the performances were fine, but the song was kind of meh. So I wasn't loving it. I feel very much like a hater. And I apologize because I am very excited about it. I'm still excited about the movie. I'm still planning to go watch it, but some of the music is not as good as I was hoping for. Maybe my expectations were just too high. I don't know. But yeah, my take on Scuttlebutt is a very solid meh. It wasn't a clunker, like, awful, I hate it, but I don't want to go back and listen to it again, so it was a solid middle-of-the-road meh-ness. And then, finally, we have come to Part of Your World, which I'm not sure how I got that song so out of order, because within the movie, I think the rest of the music I was kind of doing in order of movie order, but Part of Your World is off, obviously, way at the beginning of the movie, so I apparently skipped it or just messed up my my cue of listening to these videos on YouTube, but it came now. So I want to talk about Part of Your World, and I think it's a good thing because it is an up note for me. I love this song from the original, and I love this new version as well. I think it was really well done. Halle Bailey did a fantastic job living up to and singing this song and putting the emotion into it. I especially love the little recap of it, where it's that emotional moment on the second time of kind of, I don't know how, or I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now. Out of the sea, someday I'll be part of that world. I don't know, it's this emotional moment at the end where she's like talking about someday my dreams will come true. And this new version had all of that. It had that emotion in it. It had the yearning. It was just beautiful. I love it. And it was great. So it was a huge high note to end on that song. I thought it was fabulous. So my takeaway from this is I love Hallie. I'd have to look it again. Who's playing Ariel. She's fabulous. And I also love Melissa McCarthy, who's playing Ursula. Wonderful. And those have been my highlights. My favorite songs are Part of Your World and Poor Unfortunate Souls. Those songs are huge highlights for me. The rest of them, I don't think there weren't any clunkers that I was like, oh my god, this song is awful. But they weren't like standouts and fabulous and wonderful. So, I don't know. I have very mixed feelings. I'm still very excited about the movie. I'm obviously going to go watch it. I'm very happy about it. This is going to be a fun, good time. So wish me luck on that. But yeah, definitely the standouts for me are Part of Your World and Poor Unfortunate Souls. That might be personal bias because they were both favorite songs from the original. But yeah, I'm super excited about it, about this new movie coming out. If you guys have thoughts about it, let me know. If you're excited, if this was a movie that was so much a part of your childhood the way it was of mine. I watched this cartoon until my parents wanted to kill me, I am sure. Back on those VHS tapes way back when. But I loved it so much as a child. So I'm very excited for the new version, and I'm hoping for good things. The other thing I wanted to little mention is the song I noticed and I'd heard was not in this new version is Le Poisson, the fish song. And I will have to say that I am perfectly okay with that change. That does not bother me one bit. I think it's fabulous that that song is gone. That song always creeped me out. There are some fun little bits of it, but as a whole, that song, as a child who watched this movie way too many times, was traumatic. And I am just as happy that it's gone. So good choice, Disney. I'm glad we have cut that song out. Very happy about it. And as someone who's also seen the Broadway musical version, I am also glad to see that none of the new Broadway songs made it in. Because Ursula has some weird song about killing all her siblings, and there's, yeah, I didn't, I'm not a fan of the additional new Broadway songs, so I'm glad that the movie is not taking those songs in, because in my opinion, they are not canon. So there we go. But yeah, I'm very excited about the new movie. I'm going to be watching it on Friday. I've got tickets already because I'm off of work that day. I've got a 4-day weekend, and so I get to go watch The Little Mermaid, and it's gonna be so much fun. And let me know if you guys are gonna go see it or what you think about it. Yeah, I'm super excited, and I just wanted to talk about it, and this was a good excuse to listen to the album and have opinions, which I like to have. So there you are. I will see you next time. I will probably come back and talk some more about The Little Mermaid. I might do a quick little recap after watching the movie about what I feel about it, how I liked it. Mostly for me because I'm really excited. So that's where we are. See y'all next time. Bye!